U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services now says it will reopen certain medical deferred action cases, including for a number of Boston-area immigrants who previously received denial letters. WBUR first reported the end of the humanitarian process that allows non-citizens to remain in the country while receiving medical care last week. USCIS claimed the program shifted to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but Friday, an ICE official confirmed the requests are no longer an option. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has been following this story. She joins us now to explain what's happening. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
So give us some quick background on this story. You actually broke this news. How did all of this start?
Well, we heard from advocates at the Irish International Immigrant Center that several of their clients were being basically summarily denied for what's called medical deferred action. It allows someone to stay in the U.S. for up to 2 years if they can prove they're receiving medical treatment here that they can't get in their home country. And these denial letters appeared to be form letters, all the same exact language, saying that USCIS field offices weren't processing these types of requests any longer and telling the applicant they had 33 days to leave the country. And so a few days after we reported on these letters, USCIS told us that ICE was taking over medical deferred action requests. But the next day, sources at ICE told us they were blindsided by that statement. They have no policy or program in place to handle these requests. And the denial letters we reviewed had no mention of a new policy being administered by ICE.
Okay, so nothing was ever publicly announced by USCIS until yesterday, right? What's the latest here?
Right. So at one point last week, it became clear that neither agency knew whether medical deferred action still existed. Just to give you a sense of how tumultuous last week was. On Friday, ICE confirmed in a statement it was not going to be managing medical deferred action requests, even though earlier in the week, USCIS said it was working with ICE to facilitate the change. And then finally, yesterday on Labor Day, USCIS issued its first press release, backtracking somewhat to say that it'd be reopening the cases that were pending as of August 7th, which is when the agency says it officially ended medical deferred action requests, again, with zero public announcement.
All right, so that's renewed hope, but really only for people who had already applied for the program, not for anyone else.
Right. Anyone whose case was pending as of August 7th, they'll have their case reopened and reprocessed. Of course, there's no guarantee that they'll be approved this go around. And advocates say it's just an attempt for the government to save face, and it doesn't address all the people who may have applied after August 7th.
What do we know about the size and scope of this medical deferred action program?
Well, it's difficult to gauge the exact number of people who receive this permission to stay in the country for a limited amount of time because USCIS doesn't post the numbers for this type of deferred action publicly. But advocates estimate there are thousands of people across the country with medical deferred action. Many of them came to the U.S. on tourist or medical visas and have extended those visas as many times as they can.
Now, Shannon, I know you've been speaking with several people who are personally affected by
right.
the end of medical deferred action. What are they thinking right now? What are they feeling right now?
Yeah, you know, Jack, one of the stories that really sticks with me is that of 16-year-old Jonathan Sanchez. He and his family left Honduras and entered the U.S. in 2016 on tourist visas. They've extended those visas and had applied for medical deferred action so they can remain in Boston, where Sanchez receives treatment for cystic fibrosis. He told me last week what the end of medical deferred action would mean for him.
If they deny the program, then I need to go back to my country and I'll probably die. Because in my country, there's no treatment for CF. Doctors don't even know what's the disease. The only ones who can help me are here in the United States.
So Sanchez received a denial letter last week from USCIS, but according to the agency's update yesterday, he does qualify to have his case reopened.
So what's next in all this? What are you watching for this week?
Well, we'll of course look to see if people begin receiving letters saying their cases are reopened, and if so, which agency, USCIS or ICE, will be reviewing the requests, and what happens to people who filed with USCIS after that August 7th cutoff, again, a deadline that was never publicly announced. And Friday, we'll be watching as the House Committee on Oversight and Reform holds an emergency hearing before the Civil Rights and Civil Liberties Subcommittee, looking into the elimination of medical deferred action. I'm told by Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley's office, she sits on the Oversight Committee, that ICE was invited to testify but declined.
All right. That's WBUR Shannon Dooling. Shannon, thanks.
You're welcome.